Hello, this is Julie Stanford. This is the 11th in my series of 20 Essential Business Startup Tips. And today we're going to be looking at where will the money come from. We're going to be looking at startup funding, that's the money you'll need to get your business off the ground. Now this is just a first look at this crucial issue of money in your new business. There's much more detailed information in our Essential Business Guide, but we also recommend that you consider seeking professional financial advice. Now, when you start your business, you're going to need some startup funding. You'll need to buy supplies such as letterhead and notepaper and stationery. You'll need to make phone calls, so you're going to need to buy a phone. You'll need to invest in a computer, buy in some stock. And all of these cost money. Remember, it may be some time before your business brings in money from sales to cover these initial costs. So where will the money come from in the meantime? Well, there are various ways you could get the money together to get your business up and running, and we're going to look at a few of them here. I will just say now that this is aimed at UK business startups, so if you're based outside the UK, you'd be well advised to look at financial startup information in your own country. So what are your options? Well, you can fully self-finance. That means you have the money already. In this case, all you need is a business bank account and you're away. You could part finance. This means you'd need to get a loan from somewhere. Banks usually require some security against a loan, such as a property or a life insurance policy. Visit all the banks to discuss your finance options. They usually want to see a business plan and a cash flow forecast. They'll want to know how you'll cover costs if the sales you're expecting in January, for instance, don't come in until March. Putting a business plan together helps you to look at the best and worst case scenarios for your business and think about how you'll deal with them. The third option is government support for business. The most widely available government-funded grants are for research and development, but there's a range of grant schemes available in the different regions of the UK. For details of grants in England, go to the Department for Business, Innovation and Skills at www.biz.gov.uk. In Wales, go to business.wales.gov.uk. In Scotland, go to the Scottish Government. They are at www.scotland.gov.uk. And in Northern Ireland, go to Invest Northern Ireland at www.investni.com. You could also look at soft loans and grants. For enterprise agencies, you'd want to visit the National Enterprise Network. They can provide advice and financial support to pre-start, start-up and micro-businesses. Soft loans often require no security and are used to support viable businesses that cannot raise all of the finance that they need from other sources. And grants, what about grants? Well, often they have quite narrow eligibility criteria. For example, they may only be available in certain areas or for certain business sectors or for specific types of people, for example, unemployed or young people, or projects such as marketing or buying IT equipment. A very popular option now and a relatively new option is crowdfunding, and it's a great example of this connection being made between people with money and people who need it. Although crowdfunding used to focus mainly on social ventures and creative businesses, the idea of getting startup funding from a number of different people has now become more popular. Have a look at www.crowdcube.com or www.kickstarter.com, the two websites that are really helping people start up with initial funding. And what's your final option? Well, it's an option that many people turn to when they're starting a business, and that's friends and family. If a friend or relative wants to lend you money to help you get your business started, it's a good idea to make a formal rather than an informal agreement. If your business goes on to make a million, is your investor going to get half of that? Or just the 100 quid that they lent you in the first place? Putting it in writing can help you ensure that your business doesn't cost you a friendship. I'm Julie Stanford. This has been the 11th in my business startup series. In the next step, we're going to be looking at how much money do you need?